Ali Horgan, in the end, all square for much of the game. You were chasing them. Overall, how do you feel?
Overall, I think the game is wide open. I mean, we got a good result for the way we played. We looked like the team that had played on Monday night in extra time after Hadda, which is disappointing. Does another week training in that game get us back to where we are? I don't know, but we were a long way off where we were 3 or 4 weeks ago, and that's credit due to Drogheda, as well as maybe, you know, the fact that we took our foot off the pedal. But it was very difficult to manage. There's no point, Chris, in saying anything differently. You know, there was no huge focus at the end of the week when you didn't have matches for 3 weeks. Now, whether this will take us on or not, I don't know. But, you know, we need to be a hell of a lot better next Friday night to have any hope of taking it to extra time or penalties, because Drogheda looked the sharper team, they looked the better team and had the better chances. But, you know, a week is a long time, and please God, we won't be as poor next weekend.
Yeah. Would you say it's fair to say that at halftime you were perhaps fortunate to go in just one down?
Yeah, they had a number of chances. To be fair, no, Mikey Place had a great chance and Paul Skinner saved with. With a couple of half chances that fell on the penalty spot that Skinner saved with his legs and a few blocks. We had that, in fairness. They had chances at the other end and a few that Skin passed the post. Their set pieces were very dangerous, and unfortunately they scored from one, and we didn't deal with the ball in, first of all, and we didn't deal with the ball back at the back post, and they deservedly went in 1-0. You know, the second half, I thought the first quarter, if you like, of the second half, if that's the right way to explain it, to the third quarter of the game, I thought we did well. I thought we got at them. I thought we looked, you know, comfortable defensively. But then in the last quarter of the game, we were pinned back, and as I said, we looked like the team that had played extra time on Monday and nothing. But look, we're disappointed with the way we played. But as I said, you know, we're better off with a result and not playing all that well than losing and playing brilliantly. You know what I mean? It's not about performances, but a little bit disappointing that the break killed us in that manner, although that shouldn't be an excuse from here on, and the fact we have a game under our belt, no, like.
Yeah. You used all three substitutes, the third one being Paddy McCourt, so you got about 20 minutes out of him. Was he sort of a plan B? What, you probably wouldn't have wanted to play him tonight?
Look, I mean, we've got to manage Paddy. I mean, you know, he's been out for the last game he played. Well, not to be fair to him, he played against Kevin Teeley. But the day he got hurt was the day we were back up here in Drogheda last July, which is a long while back. Mm. And he's missed months through injury. And he's basically only finding his feet at the moment. And Paddy isn't ready to play a full game. He's the first person that'll tell you himself. We tried to use him sparingly. And you know, again, we need to use him sparingly next Friday night. But we need to get it right, because this could go either way, as you saw there tonight. They're a very good side, Drogheda, and you can see how they turned Shelburne over. And they won one bit of threat coming up. We were here last Friday. They lost 1-0 to Shelburne and didn't play all that well, and turned it around on the Monday night. They won't have one bit of threat coming up. And in fairness to them, the last time they were up with us near the start of the season, I think they were excellent. They outplayed us in the first half. It should have been a bit like tonight. They were 1-0 up and should have been a hell of a lot more, but it turned in the second half. Something similar to tonight, but we won't get away with that performance next weekend. There's no point in saying anything different.
And finally, important next weekend that the Finn Park faithful come out in numbers and act as the 12th man.
Yeah, well, look, they were brilliant here tonight. You know, we then had 1-0 down. As you say, we could have gone 2 down. They were great and cheered us on, and we need the place. You know, every man, woman and child that can drive us on, and we genuinely need it. You know, we're not just talking financially here, we need every little bit that's going, and that is a huge, you know, plus for us if we have that. But we also need them to be patient, because, you know, we could go behind to draw it again, you know, we could go whatever, you don't know what will happen. Like, it's, you know, I don't think the home venue is as important maybe as what it used to be, especially with Drogheda here. You know, they play very freely, and you can see the way they played, having played last Friday, last Monday, 120 minutes. And that's a massive credit to them, to Tim and Kevin, you know, the way they got them up and at it. And it wasn't that, you know, they'll count themselves unlucky they didn't get a win here. But I think our disappointment is that we got to a level at the end of the season, and we've gone well down from that.